Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say, party people say, hey, it's a new day, it's a new day. Well, it's getting ready, everybody ready, yeah, for a new day, for a new day. Celebrate and say,
good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you guys doing today? Who is joining me on the line for our daily workout, mental and emotional workout, what I call MTC, mental toughness conditioning, right? Just you and me showing up, using the internet in all its power to propel our lives to the next level. I was talking to a gentleman in the gym, a really great guy. He happens to be a pastor. And we were in the gym locker room last night. We were talking about he catches this Morning Connection every single day. And he talked about how it just reminds him of the things that he already knows and how it just gives him focus for that upcoming day, what's going on in his life, how he can help other people. And I'm really happy that it serves in this purpose because just as I am showing up every single day, I do this at 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific time, and I schedule my day, get up early in the morning, do my cardio, and I am showing up for you every single day. This helps me, too. It helps me get focused for the rest of my day. It reminds me of the things that I already know, I just need to take to higher and higher levels. It reminds me of the challenges I'm going through, makes me look for the solutions to those obstacles, and it also helps me as I coach men around the world as they go through their challenges. I'm thinking about them. I put so much energy and effort into my guys, and that's what I want to do. I want to use all of this intelligence that I'm gaining and show it for you just for a brief burst of MTC mental conditioning, mental toughness conditioning, emotional conditioning, emotional toughness conditioning as you go through your challenges in life. Good morning, Dan. You're ready for my inspirational talk. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing, Mr. Dusa? John, good morning. Hello, Jorik. How are you doing today? Jorik in Las Vegas. So glad that you're here. Got that name right this time. So glad that you guys are taking the time to do this for yourself. And at the same time, there's so many places on the internet to get your motivation, to get your inspiration, get your information. You're taking the time to even consider what I have to say. I am flattered by that, and I'm going to show up every single day. I will not let you down. Well, the pastor we were talking about, there's just so much information out there. And he is a student of development as well, his own personal development, him helping other people take their lives, their spirituality to the next level. And he was talking about how there are podcasts, there are video series, there's information out there that we would have paid thousands of dollars for if we saw it live, or even if it was sent to us in an audio CD version back in the old days. It's now just available for free. Hello, Jack. Hello, John. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Right? And it's just, we were just talking about just how amazing it is. And he talked about the 10 podcasts that he listened to. I told him about some of the podcasts that I listen to. He listens to some of mine. And you can go to iTunes, put it in Skip of Course. I bet I'm approaching 1,000 podcasts at this time that I've been doing over the years. It's timeless information, too. But that's a challenge. There's so much information out there. How many of us are really using the information, right? Is it really overwhelming us? And so we're kind of blocking ourselves to new opportunities that can really help us because we haven't done anything with all that other information that we know could help us and we didn't follow through. Maybe we even downloaded it, but we listened to half of it. Even if we listened to all of it, did we really follow through? I get it, guys. I really get it. I'm in that same situation, too. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I love looking for these distinctions and strategies that can take my life to the next level, and I don't always follow through. That's what I want this Morning Connection to be like. I want it to just be two guys just showing up and just talking about life. Just get your focus in a direction. Nothing heavy, nothing so instructional. It's just two guys. I mean, I have the feeling that we're a lot alike. You know, our values, what we want out of life. And although I was talking with Wyatt, he called in to yesterday's Morning Connection, and he talked about, you know, that direct hit, finding the perfect mentor for you. And I told them, you know, in my opinion of going through this process just like you, if you can find a mentor who his values, his way of looking at the world, the way he approaches life is 60% in line with yours, but he has that success that you really, really want, you know, that's a good match. The other 40%, you know, you're going to have to figure out for yourself. And that's the great thing about life. That's the great thing about this game, this challenge, this puzzle, is that, you know, it's the best things in life are only reserved for you and me who are willing to really be tenacious, really be gritty, put in our time, be consistent, and have hope when things don't seem like they're going very well, but we just keep on keeping on, right? So that's what this is all about, just two guys connected, reminding us of who we are, what we're all about, who we really are, and what we're really all about, just keeping that in mind. And during this Morning Connection live video chat, you know, I want to talk about that, using our past experiences, gaining intelligence from the experiences that we've had in the past, and not beating ourselves up, but just taking a look at it so we can use what we've already experienced, what we've already felt, what we've learned, and go forward consciously, right? So what I want to talk about are goals, because here we are, we're getting towards the middle already of November of 2015, and we've got this coming year ahead of us, right? How is next year going to be different than this year? How is it going to be better, right? We want it to be better, right? How much thought have you put into it? And when do you plan on thinking about it? How important is that, too? You know, I'll tell you, so many people on the internet, I really like to observe, obviously, I'm very interested in the way people think, why we do the things we do, right? I've been fascinated with it for years. I guess that's how I can come up with these topics every single morning, right? But when a New Year's comes around and you got to have some optimistic, positive people saying, this year I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, right? And then you have all those snarky, negative people. Ah, look at those people with their New Year's resolutions. Yeah, you know what? You should live life every single day. You don't need to set goals, right? This year should be no different than last year. You don't need to set New Year's resolutions. That's all BS, right? And first of all, right, the way I look at it, right, I guess you can always pick apart something, be one of those negative internet guys, right, is that, you know, the new year is just a stopping and starting point where you can kind of reassess, take a breather, reassess where you've been, where you want to go. It's just a stopping point to reflect. I mean, would you get up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm not going to set any goals for today. I'm not going to make a to-do list. I should be living my life with passion. I should love and I should connect and go for it. And, you know, why wake up in the morning with a plan, right? Every day should be the same way, no matter what it is. Setting goals for the day at the beginning of the day, that's BS, right? Would you say that? I'm not so sure if you would say that. Would you go into your workout, for those of you who work out, and say, you know what? Every workout should be a great workout. I should be mentally tough and get into it and just show up. Everyone should be great. I'm not going to set any goals, time goals, weight goals, efficiency goals, mind, muscle, mental, emotional connection goals for this workout. That's silly. That's stupid. You know, you shouldn't do that at the beginning of a workout. Every workout should be great. Believe it or not, there's snarky people on that. They think about that as people make New Year's resolutions. They're just goals. And you have a time frame to rethink and reset. And by the way, you know, I'll tell you something. It's just interesting to me, if you're one of those guys that you don't want to be this guy, right? From your big brother Skip or whatever it's worth. You know, these guys are so snarky and so negative, and they spend so much time and energy focusing on all the things that people do that are stupid, idiotic, and they make it their career being the contrarian, Mr. Negative, pointing out all the idiots in the world, right? And they think they're just so brilliant by doing that. We are going to be right back with this Morning Connection podcast. Remember, you can watch me live presenting this motivational material, get you thinking about life every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on my Periscope channel. That's at Skip LaCour, SKIPLACOUR, or on my Facebook public profile page, and that's facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, SKIPLACOUR PAGE. Remember, you can watch me live every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and get our daily connection that way too.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. If you have not watched the movie Fight Club, I really suggest that you watch that. Now, if you're into confidence and leadership, if you're into personal development and you love my Manformation, if you don't know what that is, go to manformation.com. If this personal development is your kind of stuff, you're trying to be the best man that you can be, I really suggest that you watch Fight Club. I mean, it is really deep. I mean, there are so many great messages in there. And I know that, you know, guys get all into the fighting and all that type of stuff, but there are so many great things for your manhood, your development as a man. The subtleties in that go far beyond, you know, the fighting in the club. But there was this one scene where, and I'm not going to tell you, I realize that, you know, as your big brother, as some of you guys are so young, I'm your father figure. Part of what I do is that I've just been further along, you know, in life. And so I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done things well. And so my thing is to give you some insight as you go into it for the first time. Right? So I know a lot of you younger guys, when Fight Club came out, you didn't know what that was, you didn't see it, you didn't have a reason to watch it. So I'm not going to spoil the plot for you. It's really great to experience it without the spoiler, right? But there's two characters, Ed Norton and Brad Pitt, if you don't know this, right? And so they're in an airplane, and Ed Norton is the snarky, cynical guy. You know, like that guy on the internet that always can pick out how much people are idiots and everything like that. And he went on to the cool, calm, you know, Brad Pitt character, who we all want to think we are, right? And the nervous, energy, negative Ed Norton character was talking about whatever he was. And Brad Pitt was just kind of cool. He had his leather jacket on, his calm, cool demeanor. And he goes, mm-hmm. And so Ed Norton was so proud of himself for being so snarky, having this tremendous ability to pick out the hypocrisy of the world and how stupid people are, or stupid society is, or whatever, right? I mean, he did this brilliant little presentation, and he got no reaction from Brad Pitt, right? And I would assume that he thought, I really took a lot of time to think of this, this brilliant way to see the negativity in the world, and look at me, I'm a modern-day philosopher by presenting it to you. Why? He must not have heard me. Because this was brilliant insight. And Brad Pitt, he was going to explain it again, because there's no way Brad Pitt didn't hear what he said. It was so brilliant, right? And Brad Pitt kind of stopped him halfway through, and he goes, no, I heard you. That's very clever. And he kind of was taken aback. He goes, how's that working for you? And he said, what? Being clever. He goes, and he had, I had that emotional defense that I talked about during the last Morning Connection live video chat. He looked for all the reasons to support that emotional decision, and he basically spit out some logic why it's working for him. And Brad Pitt said, well, you keep on doing that, right? So the point is, look, you don't want to be one of those snarkies. Look, I want to believe that if you're a person who is even taking your time to listen to this personal development, right, that you want to be one of the rare guys who make it in this world, right? You want to be one of the 1 out of 10 or the 1 out of 100, right? You don't want to be one of the 9 or the 99. Isn't that what you spend all, if you're one of these snarky guys and you feel so much power in it? I mean, it's pretty obvious that the majority of people are idiots, jerks, do things wrong, stupid, whatever you want to say, right? You're supposed to be the shining example. You're the one, and we already know that the majority of people are stupid out of the 9, out of the 99. Isn't that what makes you so brilliant? You're not one of them, right? So why do you spend so much time focusing on people that you have claimed to be idiots? Why are you, is that to make yourself feel better? Or what are you doing this out of the goodness of your heart to right the wrongs, to somehow get the 99 or the 9 over to your side? Got a better suggestion for you if you've adopted that strategy and you feel so clever and it's eating you up on the inside. Take it from your big brother Skip, right? You want to connect with the other 1 out of 10, the other 1 out of 99, and see what they're thinking and see what they're doing. Put your energies that way, right? You don't need to know what the messed up, screw ups, whatever, the other 9 or 99. Just something for you to think about, right? You may feel good and feel powerful and confident picking out those deficiencies in other people. It's not going to get you where you want to go. And it may not be as fun. You know, this type of talk is only for the most committed people who are driving to have better lives. It's not as fun. It's not as distracting as being all negative. But I'll tell you, yeah, you'll know the benefits over the course of your life. So just something to think about. So when you see people with their New Year's resolutions, it's just somebody just trying to step up to raise their life to another level. And that's what I want you to start thinking about in this coming year. How can you make it better? How can you use the rear view mirror? Look back on this past year. What would you have done differently? I'm just curious. You know, we want to think about this. We want to just continue doing the same things over again. And even if you had a great year, there's nothing that you would change. You know, how about this level of certainty and confidence? Look, you know, I feel very thankful for this 2015 as I look forward to 2016. It all started with the birth of my son, Jace, in early January. And business, I mean, finding these ways to connect with you, my creativity, I mean, it's been a very, very, very productive year for me in so many ways. And I'm not just talking about business, heart, soul, creativity, stepping in to the things that are most important to me, a husband, a father, a leader. So I'm not just talking about, you know, money, business, because you're not your money anyway. That's just a reflection of what you want to feel inside or what you want to not feel inside. Just a little tip there. We can expand on that another time, right? But I'll tell you what, as I look in the rearview mirror, I can always say, you know what if I had more confidence in myself? What if I knew with more certainty? Because, you know, certainty, as you move forward with your goals and dreams, you have no guarantee that they're going to pay off. You have no guarantee this time you're investing with me right now that it's going to do anything for your life. What if, though, that you were developed that sense of certainty and you listened more intently, you enjoyed this presentation with that hope, that optimism, that somehow, some way, this, whether it's right when we're done with our morning connection today, a week from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, somehow, some way you lived in that belief that is going to help you or help others, right? Help you have empathy for other people who you lead, maybe someone you care about, maybe it's in your business or your customers. It's insight. It's the human drama of life. Somehow, some way, this and showing up for every Morning Connection video chat in real time is going to help you out, right? Wouldn't that feel amazing? And wouldn't you find that you're listening with intent? This whole experience, this journey of life would be so much better, wouldn't it? Right? So even if you've had a great year, what if you could live it with more certainty and confidence that, yeah, that's me? And if you have an 8 level of certainty, what if you moved it to 8.5 or 9? You know, you look back and you learn from your mistakes and you don't beat yourself up. And you learn from your victory, too, how to crank it up even more. Right now, we're in the getting close to the middle of November, so we got a month and a half, and we can just, again, use the beginning of the year as a way to set new goals, deadlines. That's what this is all about. I don't care who you are. I don't care how great you don't need New Year's resolutions or whatever. Hopefully, I've kind of given you a different way to look at that whole perspective. Deadlines. All of us, we need deadlines. We use all of our resources in a more effective manner. We step up, we stay up 1 hour later and either get up earlier, or we have that angst in our stomach because of the deadline. It makes us be creative. That pressure of a deadline is what we all need. Whether somebody else puts it upon us or when you really have your standards high, they're self-imposed deadlines that get you to perform. That's what separates you, because remember, you're one out of the 10, right? You're one out of the 100, right? That's what separates you from the other 9. That's what separates you from the other 99. Your standards, that you don't have to do it, but that's your personal deadline, right? Coming year, let's just use it to raise our standards with a deadline. So, you know, during this next, you know, month and a half, you don't have to come up with something clear cut, but let me start the process for you in marinating, reflecting back over the next month and a half of how 2015, what did you do well? What was great about it? What was awesome about it? What are you most proud of? What are you grateful for? What are you happy about, right? How can you make it more enjoyable? And what can you learn from it? Let it marinate for the month and a half so that when it's time to sit down, you can make goals based on who you really are, what you really want, not just trying to get by month to month, or week to week. Right? Something to think about. All right? So who are you? Who do you really want to be? And how are you going to make this next year? How are you going to do it? Hey, if you ever want any help, like I said, I'm always looking to help out those. I know how powerful this Morning Connection, this personal development is. It helped me out in my younger years so much. But I'll just tell you this. When I got one-on-one where someone could break it down in a way, not that I think, because even to this day I have coaches, because I lack a certain level of objectivity that someone can just say, hey, did you think about this? And the more objectivity, the more perspective, the more positive ways to spin your story, maybe sometimes negative, from a respected, credible source, I mean, how can it not help you? Right, so reach out to me. I have a form that I associate with this Morning Connection. For those of you who show up and take in this material, go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Really short, really just tell me your name, your age, the biggest challenge that you're going through, and your phone number. I make random calls throughout my week. It's what I do along with my one-on-one coaching with men and all the other programs that I'm creating. Like 2016, you talk about goals for next year. 2016 is it's time for your man formation. It's time for our man formation. We're going to really crank that up in 2016. I'm really excited about it. I've got a lot of different ways. So that's what I do. And you just give me intelligence. You give me more insight, more perspective of the journey that we're all going through, so I can get better and better at my game. And then you can benefit from that objectivity and perspective, that coaching that we all need that will put all of this personal development, all this motivational material on steroids, right? It's that slight distinction that can make all the difference in the world. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a great, outstanding, awesome day. I'm gonna give it-